Welcome to Speak Up Sis Podcast, where everyday people have an opportunity to share their stories to inspire yours. We say what you think nobody wants to hear, but everyone needs to know. I'm your host, Angel Charmaine. We're doing something different on the podcast for the month of September. Speak Up Sis hosts a month-long series every 3 months called Everyday Woman Series. During the month, we invite a different woman each day to share 15 minutes of her story as it aligns with the theme for the month. This month's theme is Lessons Lived, Laughed, Learned. The series broadcasts live on the Speak Up Sis YouTube channel nightly, and the recording will also be here on Speak Up Sis Podcast audio platform daily. I invite you to listen in daily to hear these amazing women share their stories to inspire yours. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Everyday Woman series right here on Speak Up Sis. I'm your host, Angel Charmaine. And this month of September, we are listening to women's voices all 30 days in the month of September for this Everyday Woman series. And the theme for this series is lessons lived, laughed, and learned. Every day this month for 30 days, you're going to get an opportunity to hear one woman speak per day as she shares a moment in her life when she made a decision that turned into a lesson learned, lived, and maybe she laughs about it right now, maybe she doesn't, but she definitely learned from it. So we're going to go ahead and get started for the night. But before we do, I'd like for you all to hear from our sponsor of day two, Speak Up Sis Bookshelf. Speak Up Sis Bookshelf is your brand spanking new source for Christian books. If you are an author and you write for Christian audiences, then we want to list your books on Speak Up Sis Bookshelf. If you are a Christian reader and you're tired of wading through the millions of books on the larger platforms just to find books that are suited for you, then try Speak Up Sis Bookshelf. All of our authors retain all of the profit for their books, and you can just go directly to the category that you would like. We've got fiction books, we've got nonfiction books, we have children's books, we have anthologies. We're brand spanking new and we're growing, and we love to list your work on the bookshelf. So visit us online at speakupsis.com/bookshelf. You can also find us on Instagram at speakupsisbookshelf, and you can find us on Facebook at Speak Up Sis Bookshelf. Hope to see you soon.
All right, everyone. Thank you, Speak Up Sis Bookshelf, for sponsoring day two of our Everyday Woman series. If you all are not familiar with Speak Up Sis Bookshelf, make sure you visit speakupsis.com/bookshelf and list your titles with us. All right, so let's go ahead and get into the reason we are here tonight. I've got go-getter Jay in the building. How are you doing?
I am well. Blessed by the best. No stress.
That's what's up, sis. So just a little brief snippet for the people. Because I tell people all the time, don't get social media misconstrued. You can network and meet some bosses in social media. And Jay is one of those people. I think I've been following her on Instagram. I think we've been following each other for a few years now, actually.
Yeah.
And it's just been a little follow here, a little follow there. We thought at one point we would do some work together, but life happened. And then now, full circle, I was like, you know what? I need you to come into the Speak Up Sis space. We're going to do some work together. She said yes, and here we are.
Absolutely, yes.
So listen, people, stop with the you don't want no new friends. You ain't dealing with nobody on social media. Y'all using it the wrong way.
Right. No, that's right.
So, Jay, are you ready to talk to the people tonight?
I am ready. I'm ready. I'm prepared. Let's go.
All right, let's get it. So, everybody, this is Go Getter Jay. She's going to be talking about Go Getter Jay the hard way tonight. So, the floor is yours, sis.
All right, so this is my lesson learned. I learned it, like I said, the hard way. So I was in corporate nonprofit for a while, and I got out in 2010 after having my son, and I wanted to work for myself, and I did just that. I created a company called Go Getter Magazine and started working for myself. I did that for a course of 4 years strong, right? We had a team, we had employees, everything was rocking. However, I decided in 2014 to return to corporate, just messing with my own mind, not feeling, you know, 110% as if I was going to make it at the time. Kind of like, you know, how you be in your own way sometimes. I was definitely in my own way, but I went back to corporate in 2014, stayed there for 4 years. And in 2018, I was like, okay, nope, that's it. I'm going back to Go Getter. And I'm going to, you know, just invest wholeheartedly in myself. I'm going to bet on myself, and I'm going to make this happen. And that was, you know, the lesson I had to learn the hard way, is to really bet on yourself. What I was missing, I guess, when I kind of wanted to return or was in my own way, really was the education part and that spirit of just belief. You know, when you wholeheartedly believe in yourself, it's a different type of belief. Like, it's a belief where nothing and no one can stop you. Nothing and no one can say anything to divert your plans, to make you think or have second thoughts. Somebody's no is just a yes to me these days. Somebody's, you know, well, I don't think that's going to work for us, is just me changing it, to rerouting it to, okay, we're going to work it this way then. But that was my lesson learned. And being in corporate, you know, I learned a lot. So I'm not knocking it. I know we all have to do things. But for me, it was in my way. I thought I could work and still operate my own entity. That didn't work. I thought I could, you know, of course, mom and be home and just work it. I saw other people making it look, you know, successful, like it was a doable thing. And I was like, okay, I can do this too. and I'm glad I learned the lesson. I'm glad I did go back, because it taught me a lot about myself. It taught me a lot about the knowledge that I already possessed that I needed for my own business, Go Getter Enterprises. But that I just was in my own way. I was in my own way. And then once I really just started having conversations with myself, where I was like, you got everything you need to get whatever it is you want. This is why they want you here, because you're running a multi-million dollar business. You can run your own multi-million dollar business and help other people get theirs. But it really was just a time where I just was like, I have to get back to me. I have to bet on me. But I definitely had to learn the hard way. I had to go back in and get, you know, make me a schedule, go back in and, you know, felt like the steady paycheck was going to be the it factor for me. The what I call like the added benefits was going to be something that, you know, was going to make my life better, you know, or put me in a better position financially. And to be totally honest, it did not. It may have given me more money at the time, but it didn't give me what I needed, the longevity. It didn't make me happy. I always tell people, do what you love and love what you do. And I love working with people. So that's what worked for me in corporate. That was the only part of it that really worked for me in corporate, is that I was able to train and work with people. I love to do those things. But as far as being home, being with my children more, living life, you know, doing something that really made my heart happy, I wasn't doing it. And when I left finally in 2018 and regrouped, reset, refocused on me, go-getter brand, I was able to, you know, triple my worth in more than one way, not just financially. I was able to please my heart and make myself happy. I was able to make my kids happy by being home. We travel everywhere together. So again, my children are like with me at all times. I don't need a babysitter or a nanny anymore, right? I save cost on that. And I'm able to really give them value and education from home first, because I do believe education starts at home. I was able to also impact other people's lives as well. So this is the great thing about me learning the hard way, but being able to like change that, because I did just do that. I, you know, decided to get up one day and I made the, you know, took the chance to make the choice to be the change for me and to do something that was going to just please my heart. And that did a lot of times, like I said, guys, we just get in our own way. It's a mental state, you know. Oh, I need this, or I need those benefits, or, you know, I need things. And when you realize that you possess those abilities already, the knowledge, the know-how, that you can set your own schedule, you don't need anybody to create a schedule for you, that you can wake up, right, and put on your uniform. You don't need anyone to create that for you. You can wake up and be with your family, whether it's kids or your husband or your wife. You don't need anyone to deny you, you know, vacation days or whatever it may be, in order for you to realize that, you know what, this is not for me. There's so many, you know, great things that kind of came out of it. So like I said, it was a hard lesson. I felt like I definitely took time that I didn't need to take to put into somebody else, but I learned. I'm glad I learned from it. It was a great lesson, because I'll take it with me through life, and I teach it to other people as well. And finally, I definitely laugh at it, because I was like, you went back to what you, like, you went exactly back. It's like going back to an old relationship. Like, you already know that person. You already know y'all were toxic, right? And it's like, nothing was going to change, so why go back a second time? But I did. I went back and thinking that something was going to change on their end, change for me, and I do. I sit back now and I just be like, never again. They can't pay me to go back. And I am super excited that I was just be able to, that I was able to create my own lane for myself. And I stick in it. I stay with it in my own lane. I do what worked for me. I don't look left. I don't look right to see what he or she is doing. I create all my, you know, lanes and levels and everything that I do from my heart, from what, you know, moves me and what really excites me. And if it doesn't excite me, if it doesn't get me moving, if it's not something I love, I don't do it. And that's another lesson I learned, is just do what you love. Do what makes you happy. I feel like it'll keep you living longer. And it definitely will keep you happy. I mean, I wake up these days at 4:30 in the morning. I'm excited. I don't have an alarm clock set. I don't have, you know, nothing like that going off. It's just my heart, my spirit is ready to work. I'm ready to get to go-getter. I'm ready to get to my desktop or my laptop. Even if I wake up, if I meditate, I pray and praise. I may work from a bed, but I'm still working. I'm ready to work. I'm excited to work. I'm truly doing what my calling is, what I love to do. And while I still may do things sometimes the hard way, we work smarter these days overall. So I'm just super excited to have had the lesson. It was definitely a teachable moment for me. And it's one that I will take with me forever.
That's a lesson.
Yeah.
That is a lesson. Listen, y'all, I am so excited about this Everyday Woman series, because typically when we're looking on social media, we're seeing all of these women who are carbon copies of one another. Everybody's a baby doll. Everybody's a Barbie doll. Everybody is looking the same. And that will make you think that we're all the same, that all of our stories are the same, and we're not, right? We are uniquely different. And what Jay just said, y'all already know it is my story to leave an $80,000 a year job and step out. I call it the Peter experience. Step out on the water. You don't know where the money gonna come from. You don't, but you know that if I stay on these people's job one more day, I'm gonna lose my mind. I'm gonna hurt somebody. This is not the way. Right?
Yes. No. Really. I told a friend of mine at the time, I said, they're making me feel like I'm 22. You know what? I got to get up out of here now. I feel like I'm 22. I might fight somebody. I don't like nobody making me feel 22. That was a rough year. I was like, that's the year you're, Yeah, definitely had to go. Definitely. And like you said, yeah, you step out on the water. You don't know if you're going to win, lose, fail, succeed. But just knowing that you're doing it for you and not for anybody, you're doing it your way. I just feel like God will take you so far because you're in the right path and you're doing it for the right reason. You know, these days, it's just crazy because I wake up and I get giddy because I be like, God, I just feel like he shows off with me every day. I just be like, wow, like you just again, that's what you're going, this is what we're going to do today. Like, I'm telling you, I have this girlfriend I call and I just be like, girl, you still showing off. And it's amazing because it's like every week, every day, every month, I just be like, wow. Yeah. I ask for it and I get it. And I'm like, right. Okay, all right, yeah. I'm still believing. Let's go.
I know. Like, what are we doing today, God?
Like, what can I do? Like, that's what I feel like these days. I'm like, wow, with everything I've been able to do, I said, what can I do these days? You know, it's just amazing.
Yeah, I appreciate you, sis. That is definitely a lesson that I think a lot of people need to learn. If what you're doing doesn't make you happy, if you don't love it, if you wouldn't do it, you know, for free. That's what I tell people all the time. If what you're doing, you wouldn't do for free, you're doing the wrong. Basketball players, they play basketball for free. Football players are playing for free. Dancers, they will do it for free. Yeah. If what you're doing, you would not even be willing to do it if nobody paid you, then maybe you're in the wrong lane. And the longer you stay in that lane, you doing it the hard way. Don't be like Jay and do it the hard way.
Don't be like me. Learn from us.
Yes, yes. So I want to say once again, thank you, sis. Jay, I'm going to just put this out there. When I first, this is the second Everyday Woman series, right? The first one we did in March, it was Refuse to Be Silent. This one, by the end of July, all 30 days were filled. All 30 days. Like, I put it out there, like, July 7th. By the end of July, they were all gone. Wow. But you know, because we do business. Everybody don't do business like we do business. So all of a sudden, it was people disappear. You know how it goes in business. Yeah. But let me tell y'all, I reached out to Jay and was like, look, I got an opportunity and put you in front of some new people. Yeah. Go speak your name in some new places.
Yes.
You want in? She was like, yep. And she's here. So I just want to say thank you for trusting me and trusting the Speak Up Sis space to share a little bit of yourself with this community. I appreciate you.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for considering me. I truly appreciate it. And anytime, you already know I'm going to be here. We have to support one another in our endeavors and in our paths, because I learned a long time ago, you know, if you want to go fast, you go alone. But if you want to go far, you go with your sisters. So right. I'm going to be here.
Yes. And I don't fool around with anybody. I've been watching you. I see you growing. I see you moving. Thank you. So I knew, I was like, yeah, she's going to be about business. So I appreciate you. I love you, sis. And next time you come up to Atlanta, you know
You got to come into the studio.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Studio. All right, everybody. So listen, y'all. I thank you. Thank you, Jay, for coming in tonight. I appreciate you. You all make sure that you go to speakupsis.com tonight. Remember, last night we launched a brand new women's only exclusive community. And for the month of September, you all will have an opportunity to become members of the Chrysalis community for $1 a month. That is a one-time payment of $12 for the entire year. You are getting knowledge, you're getting resources, you're getting networks, supportive communities, courses, learning how to build websites, landing pages, writing books, all sorts of good stuff. And we get your soul right. But $12, you can't beat it. So I invite you, women, men, I'm sorry, this is not for you. It is exclusively for women. Make sure you visit speakupsis.com and check out the Chrysalis community. I look forward to meeting you on the inside. You all have a wonderful night tonight, and we'll see you tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Same bat channel, same bat time for day 3. And we have another amazing woman who's going to come in and share a lesson lived, laughed, learned. Y'all have a good night.
Good night, y'all.